Chapter 3, Rehearsing. The more you rehearse, the better you will be. Rehearsing requires discipline and the desire to be the best you can be. It is very easy to blow off a rehearsal or reschedule it due to more important things on your schedule. If you are serious about your career, you will rehearse like clockwork and not allow anything to stand in the way. A lot of people figure if they are performing 3 or 4 nights a week, they are playing more than enough, so why rehearse? The reality is you can always be better, and the more you rehearse, the more it will come through at your performances. So many things can go wrong before and during a show that can break your concentration or affect your performance. The more rehearsed you are, the more likely you will rock right on through any and all problems and still have a good show. For a top 40 band or a band that plays cover tunes, rehearsal is a must just to keep up with the new and current songs coming out on the radio all the time. The key to being successful playing top 40 is to know the top 40 and be able to play all the popular past hits in your given style of music. A good cover band has to rehearse to keep their song list changing as much as possible. One of the ways we used to do it was to rehearse every other day, with a day off here and there to allow time for each singer to learn new songs. The new songs would be brought in for the band to learn so we could add them to our song list. Each singer was required to bring in at least one new song each week to refuel our shows. We would be playing 6 nights a week in a club, so we would set up and play the first day, then go to the club on the second day to tweak our sound after adjusting to the new stage and room. The third day, we would actually practice, usually for around 2 hours. The fourth day off, the fifth day, we would practice, and so on. On the road, it turned out to be always 2 days a week, sometimes 3, that we would rehearse. When we were back home, we would practice 3 or 4 days a week. This allowed us to keep our show changing and gave us the ability to break out new songs on a regular basis, which is essential if you play somewhere night after night to a lot of the same people. For an original music band or artist, rehearsal on a regular basis allows the new songs you are writing to get on stage quicker and with authority. It can be very frustrating to write song after song, but be with a band that is not rehearsing often enough to learn them properly so you can add them to your show. The band that plays together day after day and is serious about their music will always be more powerful and put on a much better show than a thrown-together pickup band. I really enjoy watching a seasoned row band do their thing on a stage. Nothing bothers me more than going to a show to be entertained and to see music stands on the stage, knowing it means the musicians do not know the music they are going to be performing in the show. Even though the musicians on stage may be incredibly talented pro musicians, a good road band will blow them off the stage when it comes to putting on a show, which is what it is all about, entertaining your audience. Never forget when you are rehearsing that you are not only there to rehearse your music, you are there to rehearse your show. One of the best ways to do this is to videotape a performance on a regular basis, then get everyone together to watch the video from start to finish. The videotape will speak for itself, and everyone will see and hear exactly what you are all doing in your shows. This allows you to actually focus on specific songs and the parts each person is playing, and gives you the ability to run it back a few times if needed. It can be difficult sometimes to tell a fellow bandmate that you don't like the part they are playing on your song, or maybe there is something they do as a habit on stage that drives you crazy. The videotape can really help you get through this kind of situation, with less having to be said to make your point successfully. Tempers and nerves can be very short on the road, or when you are spending a lot of time with someone in close quarters. Using your head and always going out of your way to respect your fellow bandmates and crew is essential, especially when rehearsing. The worst part of rehearsing is that obviously it doesn't pay unless you are a sideman for a major artist on a label. This can make it very difficult to get everyone in your group to commit to a lot of rehearsing. For an equal member group, it kind of comes with the territory, but for a solo artist, trying to get your players to rehearse can definitely be extremely difficult. The standard rule of thumb for Nashville musicians is for you to give them a cassette or a CD of the music you are going to be playing so they can learn it on their own, then meet you at your gig and perform those songs with you. This is where the music stands come in. They use the Nashville number system to make charts of the songs on your recordings so they can refer to them while they play instead of spending the time necessary to memorize your music. If you can pay them to rehearse, now that's a different story. They'll be more than willing to memorize your music and as many songs as you want and to rehearse them with you too, as long as the money is right. For a starving original music artist, this is always a major problem, trying to keep together a good touring band that will commit to rehearsing.